This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
A couple of the awards are out already. We now know the winner of the Sixth Man of the Year with Peyton Pritchard earlier this week and the Defensive Player of the Year in Evan Mobley. Alongside the Defensive Player of the Year award, though, we got to see the voting as it pertained to one of the local guys.
Well, hot damn, Evan Mobley, too, making an additional $44 million with that Defensive Player of the Year.
I love that he gets the money. I hate how it negatively impacts teams. Hey, your player is good. It's going to cost you more money, and this is not going to make any sense for you.
Yeah.
It's just like, but
I think
why?
if you get those kind of bonuses, it shouldn't count against your cap.
That's where I'm at with it. I think it's the way it should go.
We agree.
But what's interesting here is Tumani Kamara did get a second and a third place vote.
Oh, hey, all right.
For Defensive Player of the Year. He finished inside the top 10 for Defensive Player of the Year. If you're finishing, look, and again, it's only quote unquote two votes. That bodes incredibly well for him for the all defensive team.
They go front court, back court, or do they go positionless on Defensive Player of the Year?
No, Defensive Player of the Year is Defensive Player of the Year.
I mean, all first defensive team all NBA.
No, yeah. for all defense, it's positionless.
Okay.
Which is why you might see, for those that are wondering, this is how it broke out in the slotting for Defensive Player of the Year. Mobley 1, Dyson Daniels 2, Draymond Green 3, Lu Dort 4, Amen Thompson 5. Okay. That's pretty close to what I had my ballot. I had Zubac instead of Draymond Green on my first ballot, and Zoo ended up finishing just behind Amen Thompson for Defensive Player of the Year. Then Jaren Jackson Jr., Giannis Antetokounmpo, Tumani Kamara, Bam Adebayo. Just let that one sit there for a little bit. Tumani Kamara ahead of Bam Adebayo. Interesting. Shade Gilgeous-Alexander, Derek White, and Rudy Gobert. That's basically the ballot that you're pulling from. Because Chris Dunn, unfortunately, did not meet the minutes prerequisite for games of over 20-plus minutes, which is so dumb. Chris Dunn's one of the best defenders in the NBA. The same was true for Alex Caruso.
Okay.
Both guys will be left off that award ballot because they can't
make
qualify.
It. Yeah.
But as this pertains to two getting those votes, I think I would probably put it at somewhere 55-45, like slightly better than 50% chance that he's not going to make first team. I'd be stunned if he made first team. I just would. But I think he's going to be the last guy on the second team.
Yeah.
But if he gets it,
that'd be awesome.
It's a hell of a job for him.
That'd
a hell
be
of a
awesome.
Job by him.
They should do front court, back court though. Just to give, like, in maybe it's three and two instead of, you know.
Well, the problem is this, like,
three for the front court and two for the back court.
Intrinsically, bigs are more important.
Well, no doubt about
defensively.
It.
Defensively. Like, that's where they make their money. That's where they make their value. And that's, I kind of like, if you told me that, like, let's just say Wemby's healthy and you wanted to put Wemby, Mobley, Zoo, and Jaren on your first team all defense, I wouldn't be against it.
Yeah. But wouldn't it make sense if you went Evan Mobley, Draymond Green, and then, boy, Amen Thompson. And then your backcourt would be Dyson Daniels.
And Lou.
And Lu Dort.
Sure.
I mean, that makes... And then your second team would be Zubac, Jaren Jackson, Giannis, and then it'd be Tumani and, according to this, SGA or Derek White.
two might get squeezed at.
Yeah.
Out of that.
He gets squeezed out of that, for sure.
Because I think he's, well, he's, I think he's more front court than back court, even though he does pick up guards more than he does bigs. Mm-hmm. But I could see that not working in his favor.
True. So it's going to be hard for him to get on either way.
No, look, Wemby not being allowed on this list, nor Caruso or Chris Dunn, that is what opens the door for two. But here's the thing. If two is getting this reputation now, it's pretty easy for him, especially if he makes it. It's not easy. But going into next year, all defensive player, he's been knighted.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you see him repeatedly be on that list.
That'd be great.
So
that'd be awesome.
A little bit of good news as it pertains to the all-defensive team for Chimani Kamara.
And he played really hard. I'm imagining that, I don't know, who's our voters here in Portland?
I believe our voter this year is Aaron Fentress.
Yeah, so I bet that's where one of his two votes that he got are coming from, because he got a second and a third.
We'll see.
For defensive player of the year. Yeah.
The voting tally will get released.
All right.
And we'll see who voted.
Yeah. But somebody else for defensive player of the year, even if it's not, you know, one of them's not a Portland guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good to see that somebody else was actually watching.
I'm Portland so glad it's not Draymond Green. I'm thrilled it's not Draymond Green.
Finished third.
And I'm thrilled that he didn't finish second.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's not an anti-Draymond Green, but it's defensive player of the year, not defensive player of the final third.
Yeah. Yeah. Mobley got it.
Yeah. And well-deserved. And enjoy that award, because you're never going to see it again. Victor Wembanyama is going to be the guy that breaks the record for most defensive player of the years, as long as he stays healthy. Knock on whatever this is.